We have Tim Jones on the phone lines with us this morning. This Tim?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Tim. How you doing this morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you are, of course...
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I tell you, my pleasure. We had a few people this morning who... we're online on Facebook with us this morning and said that you, you know, we knew that you were going to be on the air, that you actually put a nice article on Facebook as well recently. And as I said, we talked for a brief time the other night. And first of all, sour grapes, right? Sour grapes is another great thing. You can get it on Facebook. And tell us a little bit about sour grapes. And first of all, tell us a little bit about who Tim Jones is as well.
Well, I'm an Attleboro native. I grew up in Attleboro, and I went to Bishop Feehan High School and some of the other schools, elementary. I think I went to Willett Farmers School, Brennan Middle School when it was a middle school. So most of my life, all the way up to 18, I went to, I lived in Attleboro and that. So it was cool to get into... The Sun Chronicle. I know I'm jumping forward a little bit, but I used to deliver the Sun Chronicle when I was a kid, so things have come full circle with that. As far as sour grapes goes, I used to draw a comic strip called Every Blue Moon many years ago, and that kind of lasted for a while. I was in a few newspapers with it, and I had the same characters, but under a different umbrella, and I had a hard time developing that strip, so I kind of put it on the back burner and went on to do different things. And just a few years ago, I started, always had this name in the back of my mind called Sour Grapes. And so one day I just decided to start doing the strip under that umbrella. It was easier to write because I kind of knew... what it was all about. You know, sour grapes just kind of speaks for itself, and bad days and complaints and all that stuff that goes with it.
The one thing that I know, the recent one that you put up was really funny as well, about the this person breaking a nail, and said it at the very end. It says, "And this is why I will not Skype you with you anymore." So basically, romanticism is actually dead. So it's kind of funny that. Tell us about some of the characters and who they are and their names.
Well, Aesop is the dog. I really don't think of him as a dog, but. He's the main character, and he pretty much embodies everything that has to do with sour grapes. And he can't seem to get away from all that stuff that, sour grapes and everything that kind of goes with that. I gave him a cape so he could fly around and try and escape it. And, he basically just has to put up with it every day. So, he's just a miserable, kind of guy. And, I can see why, to be honest with you. Maddie is the guy with the big hair. He's a astrophysicist slash nerd. So he's obsessed with extraterrestrials trying to abduct him, or life on other planets and stuff like that. But he's also obsessed with finding a girlfriend that he can stick with. But he seems he can't... stick with that at all either. So more sour grapes adding to the pot. Slice is an annoyingly over positive kind of guy. He's a bear, but again,
he's got a cute face, though, I will say.
It's after me, that's why.
There you go, right? that's exactly what I was gonna say, right?
But he has the number one on his shirt, which basically means, you know, you're number one. Don't let anybody think you're less than that. And he's very philosophical, but he's just annoying with the whole thing, and, you know, wants to give everybody a hug and that kind of thing. And Constance is your basic 12-year-old brat. She's Maddie's little sister, and she thinks the world revolves around her, and just basically never in a good mood, always grumpy and that type of thing. And she has her own problems of her own. And so they all kind of add to the Aesop's problem, too, of just not, you know, catching a break with any of this stuff. So I think the strip is very relatable to a lot of people, because you know, some of the situations I touch upon, I think everybody's either had something like that happen to them or know someone that has. So, in a nutshell.
Right. And the other one that you had done a couple of weeks ago or just right before Halloween, you did your Halloween one about the clown costumes, and it really came out as Aesop thought it looked like a game of Twister.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of hard to show that in black and white, but...
Yeah, if you had it in all in color, I know, really, if you could do that all in color, that'd be great. But yeah, it still made the grade. As Maddie said, it's a fun and colorful costume, and it looks like you're wearing a Twister game with sleeves, and he just keeps on going saying blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with it. You know, like the one with the broken nail. I heard someone say that that day or the other day, this is what happens, I'll hear, or I'll just know someone that says I broke a nail, and I'll just kind of keep that in the back of my mind. It kind of catches me, and I'll just take it from there. So I try and find a situation in which characters would be good with that, and just play it out from there. The girl that... Maddie talks to on the computer online is someone he's borderline stalking. Her name is Constance, and she's always getting these emails or texts from Maddie trying to get her to go out with him, and she always turns them down, and this was one of them. She's always got a smart answer, you know, basically 1,001 ways to say, you know, leave me alone.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. In that same strip right there, I like, you know, as when I mentioned it to you the other day, would have been nice to see this in a movie or something like that. You know, the new movie Sour Grapes, because the way I was reading that one, you know, I broke a nail. Oh no! And then, but it says, I'm making a kissy face, you know, with triple A in there, FAACE, is like, it's almost like kissy face, you know, and that's why I will not Skype you. You know, and you can see different actors and actresses playing that. I don't know who was, but it would be a perfect, on the big screen. Is that something that you might want to try to do down in the near future?
Well, that would be great if someone came up to me and says, you know, like they did with Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and said, hey, we'd like to do a movie on this stuff. I mean, that would be great. I might be 90 years old by then.
But. Yeah, you go. That's right. Yeah, you know, you can get in touch together with Jeff Kinney now. And speaking of Jeff Kinney, you have a great display that recently is in his store in South in Plainville now as well.
Right. Yeah, I did a few weeks ago. I did a cartoon workshop up there, and I also did a book signing. So I did the cartoon workshop upstairs. It's a beautiful store. And I went downstairs and did the book signing and that. And that was a great experience. I did, about a week or so ago, I did have a chance to meet, Jeff Kinney and, chat with him for a few minutes. And he said he really liked my work, which I had to kind of stop for a minute and ask him again, did you just say you liked my work?
Yeah, he's kind of a guy that sometimes you get to see him over there, or sometimes, you know, he's so busy on that stuff. But yeah, when you get down there, you definitely can get a chance to see him. It's almost kind of like another celebrity out there. You know, he's been around doing all these things, the Wimpy Kids series, and now I guess he's got a new book coming out as well. Not only that, now, you know, not only the stuff, you know, the Sour Grapes, you come up with these concepts, you know, every single week. You know, you always have stuff in, you know, you're always putting stuff together, like newspaper columnists who always have to put them together two or three times in advance, a few of them. Do you kind of do the same thing, you know, send it to the newspapers ahead of time as well?
Yeah, well, they all have deadlines. Like, now that, you know, I'm in six newspapers now, so it could be, you know, say it's the week of the 15th, so I'll have a Sunday night deadline, a Tuesday night deadline, Wednesday night deadline, and then if the 15th falls on a day, I'll have that deadline. The 15th is usually for my monthly papers, and then in Motif magazine, I have bi-monthly, so it could be a week where I have five or six deadlines, Some of the newer papers I've been doing, you know, more of the beginning ones so people can get introduced to the characters and the strips and that. But after a while, everybody catches up and they all get the same one. Most of the newspapers are taking me in black and white, but the other ones take me in color, so I'll have to take the time to color those. So.
Right. And Motif Magazine is basically an arts and entertainment newspaper out of Pawtucket, though, right?
Yeah, that paper is big. It goes all over Rhode Island and some of Massachusetts, and that is, you know, you can get it anywhere. So to get into that is a big deal to me because it's going to get a lot of exposure.
Yeah. Now, when you send it into like newspapers like the Chronicle, or now you also have it in the Warwick Beacon and Smithfield and the Gazette and Warren as well. When you do something like that, how do they get your stuff? Do they get it on a hard drive or how do they receive all your work?
Oh, I email it.
Okay, that's a lot easier to do, I guess.
A lot easier now. It used to be I would have to go to the newspaper and put my Bristol board on the copier, shrink it down, and give them the copy of it, and then they would literally cut and paste the thing into the newspaper. So things have gotten a lot easier.
Yeah, kind of like, I mean, were there any people out there, you know, in the comic strips that you actually looked up to? I mean, other than like Charles Schulz or Bill Keane, you know, people like that?
You know, it's funny you ask that because, you know, I know you said other than, but Charles Schulz is really the, my main influence. Mm-hmm. You know, I like Zitz, I like Hagar the Horrible.
Yeah.
Wizard of ID, BC, and those classic cartoons.
Yeah, one of my old favorites, besides Sour Grapes Now, which I really love reading all the time, and in the book as well, I always used to like Bill Keane's Family Circus and, you know, all of those older ones, Hank Ketcham's Dennis the Menace, you know, the one piece of panel that they had. And you always kind of put the three panels up most of the time, right?
Yeah, that's there's different formats that you can do. You know, the more panels you have, sometimes it's easier, sometimes it isn't. But I decided to do that style that I have, and you'll notice that the middle one is kind of absent, and that's called a ghost panel. So I kind of went with that look. I think it stands out, and so. But yeah, there's different. You know, like a single panel cartoons, you got to get right to the point, tell the joke within one panel.
Right.
So those can be, you know, some people might find it easy, some people might find it difficult. So,
you know, putting all this stuff together in the newspapers, was it a little harder now putting the books together then as well? Because you had to put everything really down in print and color for the books now as well.
Right. Yeah, that was a project. It took me, you know, the better parts of 9 months just to get a accumulation of enough strips for a book, and I have other drawings in there as well. So I had to, you know, just go through my archives and pull out the ones that I wanted and put those in there, and any, you know, any features that I would want to put in there, and that type of thing. So, you know, it takes a while. I am starting to build up for another book. It's going to be all black and white strips in there, and it'll have a color cover again, but it'll be all black and white in there. So
right, and then of course some of the other ones that you've done, you've been at the farmers market. You've autographed a number of people's books as well. People had come out and purchased them for a very low price as well. And plus, and you know, and it's also nice to, you know, that you're out and about to see these people to meet them. You know, you're talking to them for a little bit. You know, and getting to know who you are. Then you go out to talk to them. But the other thing that you are also going to be part of this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're going to be down at the Comic-Con convention. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Rhode Island Comic-Con. It's my first Comic-Con that I've been wanting to do for who knows how long. Every time I would go there, they started in 2012, and every time I would go, you know, I'd see all of my people that I know that are artists, and, you know, they're set up with all their stuff. And every year I'd say, okay, next year is my year, next year is my year. So now that I've gotten the good, momentum going on this. I've got some good readership, gotten myself into half a dozen newspapers. I have some products. So I think it's going to go well. I'm very excited. It's a little crazy and hectic right now trying to get my act together to get in there. But I think once it starts, it's going to be great. So I will be posting on Facebook my exact location, which I won't find that out until tomorrow night when we load in, as right. they call it. Mm-hmm. But I will be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Artist Alley.
Yeah, and it's something that I think that's you know, you're going to be there with a lot of other celebrities. I know last year Bill Shatner from Star Trek was there, David Prowse who was in the Darth Vader outfit. But there's a lot of other people out there that you'll be close to, near, whoever it is. I mean, as you said, it started a few years ago, and it's a national thing. I mean, it goes from Las Vegas to here to Midwest, a lot of places. So basically, you'll be in some great company. I know in the past they've had the stunt performers inside, the Power Rangers people there. They were there, some of the wrestlers. But I guess you'll be in some good company with some of the other artists as well.
Yeah, there's some big shots coming. Neil Adams, Chris Claremont. There's, quite a bit. You can go on the website. I think it's ricomiccon.com.
Yes.
And they'll show you all the artists that are going to be there, all the guests and events and all that stuff. But yeah, there's quite a bit of big shots as far as artists that I'm going to be very happy to be a part of, you know.
Yeah, and I think they, as you mentioned the other night with me, I believe they invited Princess Leia herself, Carrie Fisher, I believe, going to be trying to come down as well.
Yeah, she's going to be there. They got the Next Generation cast. And Star Trek's going to be there. Henry Link was going to be there. I think he's going to be just trying to sell reverse mortgages.
Right, exactly. Right. Hi there. I don't think he's. I don't think he looks anything like Arthur Fonzarelli these days. Not too much anymore.
Nah, not so much. But Barbara Eden, Dan Perlman is going to be there.
Yeah.
All kinds of a lot of big shots. I can't think of.
I was always wanted to find out. I mean, some of the people who emailed me this morning knew that you were coming on. Wanted to find out is Stan Lee still around?
He's still around. I think they wheeled him around in a coffin, but
really.
He's still alive.
Yeah, really. I know he's been around for a while. I know that he did a couple of the Big Bang Theory series a few years ago, back then. But Sour Grapes and Tim Jones kind of going hand to hand together. I think it's a great comic strip, as you know, because a lot of people are out there who really like it. You're on Facebook. You have your own Facebook page as well. I don't know how many people you've got. You've got a few hundred people out there right now that constantly are looking at your comic strip. You got the people got the books out there, and hopefully in the near future, Tim, that you'll be at other places for a meet and greet. Places, other bookstores like the one in Plainville.
Yeah, I hope to. I said before, I'm trying to keep up the momentum with all of this, and I think it's going so far so good. I keep having things happening and haven't really taken any steps backwards, so my first book is a good representation of the strips that I some of the strips from my archive and some other drawings, and you can get that at an Unlikely Story bookstore. It's right in the store, and I think they even have a display at the cash register for me. In the strips, you can read them in the Smithfield Times, Common Ground, Sun Chronicle, of course, every Sunday, and Warren Times Gazette, and Motif Magazine, and the Warwick Beacon. So it kind of covers a wide area right now.
Yeah, and hopefully down the line, quite a number of other publications that you'd like to be in as well.
Yeah, I'm trying. Some of the editors are hard to get a hold of, and got to make decisions and what they want to do with the space they have and that type of thing. So it's not easy, but it does happen.
Yeah, exactly. And last but not least, you know, we want to not only thank you for being on the air with us. I know you're going to go back to work in a few moments. Rhode Island Comic Con. Hopefully, you'll get a chance to meet and greet a lot of the fans out there. One of our AACS producers, as I mentioned, James Friedman, is going to be videotaping some of the stuff, and I had mentioned to him yesterday, and he's going to be looking for you and probably to get you on camera for a bit. And what all I can say, Tim, is the best of luck this weekend. A great comic strip artist, which you are. You're a creator. Like I said, it's a very funny piece of work that you do, and you come up with some great lines every once in a while with these characters.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I try.
Well, you're trying hard, and you do it. And it all kind of started as you were delivering these newspapers at the Sun Chronicle some years ago as well.
Yeah, long time ago. We won't say how long.
Yeah, exactly. Only people like Rusty Darkonti will know for sure, right?
That's right.
Well, Tim, once again, congratulations and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Tim. Go get them.
All right.
Thanks again.